Deep in the farthest recesses of the most distant jungle lies a city. A city populated by the most mysterious, terrifying, and downright grotesque denizens ever seen by mortal eye. Here, in the darkened corners of this cavernous locale, sits an ordinary, average brick building with an innocuous, ordinary, average blinking neon sign which reads, On Air. It is here where each week, Seth Breedlove and Mark Matzke convene to discuss the greatest mysteries the world has ever known. Now, zip up your leather pants, slap on the clown paint, and don't forget to eat something light as we begin our journey through Monsteropolis.
This is Monsteropolis, a show about monsters, anomalies, and legends. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Seth Breedlove. That's my Peninsula Python impression. Oh, boy. The dad jokes.
It just gets worse from here on out.
That's what I'm saying. I'm joined by my pal, Mark Matzke.
Hello there.
And this is the official Small Town Monsters podcast. The podcast of the indie film production company slash series.
Chipotle eating family.
Yep, yeah, that's it. Man, if I could go for some Chipotle. It's like 9:30 or something. That's 10 o'clock. We're getting close. They open in 45 minutes.
Maybe that. What if we ordered it and the same lady delivered it? That would be freaky.
That would actually be totally expected, considering who she resembled. So this week we are talking about a subject that is outside of the cryptids that we've been hitting on lately. This is much more in the conspiracy realm, which, by the way, we haven't really delved into conspiracies yet. So we maybe this will be the opening that door.
Just dipping the toe into conspiracy land.
This week we're talking about black helicopters. Insert cool sounding spy music right here. This was brought about by an incident that I experienced. Prepare yourselves, dear listeners. Yeah.
The revelations begin.
No, so we were on our way to Maine a couple of weeks ago, and you know what? Before we do this, I got to remember to do this at the beginning of each show.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about the live show. So we're doing a live Monsteropolis at the Black Forge Coffee House in Pittsburgh, PA, on July 19th. It's a Friday night. Mark and I will be there. We'll have STM merch set up. Maybe we'll even get some Monsteropolis shirts printed up for that
event. Whoa.
You never know. But we're going to do sort of a live version of this show and talk about, I think right now we're leaning toward doing a Chestnut Ridge episode. Like it's going to be us talking about Chestnut Ridge, and it'll probably be slightly less structured than this show. Which is saying something, but I would assume that it will be, or I think what we're going to do is focus it as much on sort of the filmmaking side of things and some of our personal experiences on filmmaking, specifically with Invasion of Chestnut Ridge and stuff like that. So it'll be somewhere between a typical Monsteropolis episode and maybe something like what we used to do with Small Town Monsters Live, which we did like 3 times. So anyway,
recipes too.
Yeah, favorite recipes are a big
greatest foods that we've
fried Peninsula Python tail. So anyway, so last week a couple weeks ago, we were driving to Maine, and we were actually on our way to New York. So we were going along the northern part of the Chestnut Ridge. Is that correct, Norman?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we were driving on Route 84, 81, One of those.
Yeah, in the 80s.
In the 80s. And we were coming upon Clearfield. We had just passed, actually, I think we had just passed Clearfield, PA, or we were just coming up on it. I cannot remember which it was. But we had kind of crested, we were at the top of the ridge. We were actually driving like right over that. And I don't know if it was specifically the Chestnut Ridge, but it was a ridge. Like we were coming over this ridge. And you could see pretty far ahead because obviously we had just kind of reached a high altitude and you could see out across the, you know, you could see, I mean, you had a range of view that was pretty good. And there was a black object coming straight toward us down the highway, right above the highway. And I said something to Adrian. I was like, what am I seeing here? Because it was really strange. And we're talking.
About what time of day was this?
Good question. It would have been, so we left at 9 and noon. Would have been like noon, 12:30, something like that. And we're coming down this highway, and this thing is right above the highway coming at oncoming traffic. And I don't know. It's hard for me to estimate how high it was off the ground, but it was low. I mean, like 50, 60 feet low. It was not where it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I looked at something, I actually was looking at like FAA regulations and things like this morning, and short of like closing down the highway or any number of things, like even the FBI isn't allowed to fly this low down the highway. And so whatever we were seeing, I'm still confused by it. So we're driving along. I pointed out to Adrian, she says it's a helicopter, and sure enough, like this thing comes right over top of us. And the strangest thing about it is neither of us hear anything at any point. And this thing goes right over us and then banks hard right just when it gets near us. And as it banks hard right, you can see into the helicopter. There's like a back door, and the back door is wide open. And I thought I saw people sitting in there. It was a black helicopter, but it did seem to have, it's like I told you, I think there was a pattern on it, like a camouflage pattern or something like a digital camo is what I got the impression of.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it was unmarked. It wasn't like a gunship. Cause I was doing all this research for the episode today, and everything I saw was mostly about black helicopters that almost resemble like a Black Hawk. This wasn't that. It was sleek. It was like, it was sleek, but I wouldn't want to give the impression that it was like a privately owned helicopter, you know, like those little small helicopters you see at like private airfields and things. It wasn't one of those. This was a sizable craft. It just wasn't, bulky. It was sleek and large. There was no rear propeller that I noticed. I noticed there was a rear propeller, but it wasn't like your traditional huge propeller. Like it almost looked like, I don't know what they are, but there's those propellers that are like covered. There's like the, you know, you can see it spinning, but it's inside of like mm-hmm. a casing. It was like that as it went past us. And the weirdest thing about it for us is that we never heard anything. As low as it was and coming down the highway, we never heard a single thing when it went over. And it went over at a pretty close distance. So it was a weird incident. I realized minutes later that we were on the Chestnut Ridge, or really near the Chestnut Ridge. And when it banked right, it banked right and went up over the top of the ridge and then just disappeared down behind the ridge. You didn't see it fly off into the distance. It just went down over the hill and it was gone.
Yeah.
So it was a really bizarre incident. I mean, maybe it's not that bizarre. Honestly, it wasn't that bizarre to me until I started thinking about it. And then I was like, well, why are they flying that low to the highway?
Yeah.
And things like that. And then I started thinking about our interview with Dwayne, for Invasion on Chestnut Ridge. And Dwayne went into this whole, I mean, you might remember it, some of what he told us better than I do, but Dwayne had this whole story about black helicopters and Russian military that was being trained by the U.S. military that were being seen in the area, the vicinity of the Chestnut Ridge. Maybe I should try to dig up some of that audio before we release this episode and play some of Dwayne's interview. But it was just a really strange incident, and it's gotten stranger since I thought about it even more. But it gave me the idea of doing this episode, or maybe it was you that said this episode. One of us, I think it was you actually, now that I'm saying this. And part of that is because I've been aware of the black helicopter phenomenon since I was a kid, because my parents were convinced there were black helicopters flying around in the field behind our house all the time. And and as a kid, like, we saw them all the time, like, fly over our house. The one we saw, though, recently was not, that was not at all like what I saw as a kid. Like, mm-hmm. the helicopters I saw as a kid were big, black, bulky gunships. And it's just not, that was what stood out.
Did you see them in groups?
Thing.
Were they in groups?
Yeah,
when
you'd
kid?
See them three or four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, they're, And then I started talking to you, and you're telling me that there's many incidents along the ridge. Do you want to talk right. about, do you want to get into some of those?
Well, lines? I can just give you, first of all, when I told Andy what we were going to be talking about, he had a sighting of his own. This happened last summer when we were down. We had done a servant event in the Altoona, Pennsylvania area, and then coming back from that, we had the last day was a white water rafting excursion in Ohio Pile. And Andy reminded me that he had a sighting, I believe, of two black helicopters while he was on the river. And it didn't last very long, but it was the same thing where it was striking to just look over and see a couple dark colored helicopters. They were largely quiet. I don't know if he said they were soundless, but they were quieter than what you would imagine a helicopter to be, which seems to be, that squares with a lot of what I've read in preparation for today, is that the soundless quality is one of the features of these stealth aircraft.
Why is this unusual? Because, like, when you hear black helicopters, like, to maybe someone that isn't into this stuff, that doesn't sound like it's a helicopter right. that's black. Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, it is. At the most basic level, it's simply a helicopter that has no visible markings. It's black and most likely for tactical reasons. Mm-hmm. I think where it becomes conspiratorial is that it comes from a couple sort of streams kind of colliding. One is, it goes back to UFO literature, and we'll get into a few of the early reports today from John Keel mm-hmm. in the late 60s, that there seems to be a recurring theme of, in a place where a UFO is sighted, then almost immediately afterwards, there's unidentified helicopters in the same area. And the impression people get is that there's some type of search that's happening, but they can't figure out who or where these helicopters are from, or they're of such a number. Like, there's a couple cases that Keel recounts where there's as many as seven helicopters and nobody knows what airfield they would have come from, things like that. So you have the UFO angle. There's sort of a blend of end times theology that comes out of the writings largely of Hal Lindsey. In 1970, he published a book called The Late Great Planet Earth, where he takes various chapters of Revelation and interprets them in light of current events. And one of the things that he suggested was that there are these large insectoid creatures that the Apostle John evidently saw as part of his revelation, and that he interpreted them as helicopters because of the physical description of and the destruction that, you know, and using the logic of, you know, if someone from the first century saw a helicopter in their vision, they would have no reference point for that. So they likened it to a creature or a bug in this case. But that's become then synonymous with ideas having to do with a new world order or a one world government. And a lot of the literature or like the YouTube videos and stuff that you look at today have black helicopters sort of at the center of a one world government force.
Okay.
Or like a United Nations force that would, quote unquote, invade the United States.
So as long as we're going here now, I was going to say this for later, but I found this morning while doing my minimal research while laying in bed. Zapotopi.com Net seems to be some sort of conspiracy website. So they ask the question, what are black helicopters? And their answer, then they answer their own question. Black helicopters, BH, are not just helicopters with a black paint job, as you may have been told. They are, in fact, autonomous agents, life forms, created by New World Order agencies via nanobiotechnology. For listeners, Mark is laughing. Their primary purpose is to spy on the activities of average citizens in order to gather tactical information and discover subversives, in quotes, who are not bowing to the will of the Liberati's UN-backed federal government. Furthermore, when the NWO invasion takes place in the not-too-distant future, they will round up citizens for internment in concentration camps or carry out the elimination of the more vocally anti-Liberati reproduction, development, and lifestyle of black helicopters. Lifestyle?
Whoa.
This is Transformers. Black helicopters have a complex reproductive cycle with different phases. They start out as seed crystals that are this gets a little R-rated here. They start out as seed crystals that are injected into a biological host organism, typically cattle, but occasionally humans, by either human technicians or other black helicopters. It has also been theorized that seed crystals have been sprayed from military and possibly civilian aircraft in the form of so-called chemtrails, which then enter the body of a host via the food and or water supply or direct dermal contact. I think I'm answering my question as to why we haven't done conspiracy episode right now. The inoculated seed crystal uses nanobiotechnology, which incorporates nanoscale self-manufacturing robotics with biological control systems created using genetic engineering to grow with material synthesized from the host's organs. After being injected into the head of a cattle, typically the seed crystal enters the bloodstream where it travels to the intestines along the way, gathering various needed compounds from different systems. Once there, it quickly develops into a microscopic black helicopter, MBH. These small and simplified versions of BHs will either stay in the host and continue growing to maturity, or they will sometimes exit the body at this stage via poop, one would imagine. Usually burrowing through the skin. MBHs that grow to maturity in their hosts will later go on to become the full-size BHs that most people report seeing. After a few weeks, the MBH grows large enough, about 20 to 30 centimeters in length, that it bursts forth from the guts of its host. This artificial live birth leaves the host organism dead and is the source of most cattle mutilation. Bursting is usually timed so that it occurs at night, providing cover of darkness. After the burst, the new BH takes a few minutes for its props to unfold and harden before flying off. Once old enough to burst from its host, it has the ability to gather further minerals and proteins from its environment, allowing it to grow to full mature size, up to 18 meters long. These macroscopic BHs that have not yet reached their full mature size are called juvenile black helicopters. Okay, I can't. No, done. Okay, so anyway, now we know the truth about the JBHs and BHs. But I did find that online this morning. I thought it was very interesting. And it also proves one of the ultimate truths about black helicopters, which is exciting to me, is the fact that Transformers is a true story documentary. a documentary. Okay, so then I have another... you'll like this one. This is a segment from Conspiracies and Secret Societies, the complete dossier written by Brad Steiger and Sherry Steiger. And I like Brad's work. Mm-hmm. So this is what he wrote about it. Black helicopters. Since the 1980s, hundreds of men and women have reported being harassed and spied upon by mysterious, unmarked black helicopters, which they believe to be the property of a clandestine national police force that will soon begin to wage incessant warfare against all Americans who oppose the secret government. Many conspiracy theorists believe that individuals who are involved in the investigation of any suspected conspiracy, which, I made Invasion on Chestnut Ridge. That black helicopter was there for me. And Andy.
Yeah.
It was there for Andy. Andy was there for the shoot. When the Federal Aviation Authority was asked by alarmed citizens groups to investigate black helicopter traffic over the United States, the FAA stated that it had no investigations on file. However, many individuals reported that the FAA did have agents in the field taking depositions from witnesses to the activity of black unmarked helicopters. The pilots who fly the mystery helicopters, as well as the black uniformed agents within the craft, in black, are thought to be the minions of the secret government that has signed a document turning over control of our nation's military forces to greedy and power-hungry international bankers, the secret brotherhood of the Illuminati, and their various allies. In a few ground sightings, the occupants of the helicopters have been described as men wearing black uniforms and carrying automatic weapons. That sounds kind of like what Dwayne told us, actually. Mm-hmm. They may shy away if law enforcement officers try to approach, but there are also numerous accounts of aggressive behavior on the part of the helicopter crews. According to some conspiracy researchers, the crews of the black helicopters are veterans of a highly classified CIA project, which involved the training and indoctrination of select multiple personality assassins. There's much more to this. I'm not going to sit here and read the whole thing. There is a mention of the nuclear war thing you were kind of alluding to earlier. But yeah, this is a fascinating topic. It should be known that when I'm reading in my conspiracy voice, I'm not necessarily making fun of these ideas. I'm just, I'm getting in the mood. I'm embracing my inner conspiracy. Well, I was kind of making fun of the weird microscopic. I mean, some of that I was kind of making fun of.
It's okay. All right.
Disclaimer. The thoughts and ideas of Seth Breedlove do not reflect those of the hosts of Monsteropolis, Seth Breedlove and Mark Matzke.
So the thing about that, the nanotech, I had never heard that before.
Neither had I. It's cool though.
And it the thing that really interests me about that is how it ties together
mutilations
a lot. Yeah. It ties together a number of strands. It gives an explanation for the mutilations, which I've never heard a satisfactory explanation mm-hmm. for.
It doesn't make a ton of sense.
It doesn't, but and by itself, it really makes even less. Mm-hmm. And then with the chemtrails as well, I mean,
kind of bring it all together.
I don't know. That always interests me whenever you get, and Keel did this in his own way, is a unified theory of everything, you know, that take, instead of suggesting that all of these weird things are just their own separate strangeness, that it's all one. I think that's a very, very human thing to do, is to try and make it all make sense together, mm-hmm. even if it really doesn't. Yeah. I thought it was interesting, and I alluded to this before, that there are some earlier, like 1960 accounts of black helicopters mm-hmm. or helicopters searching out after a UFO incident, and just wanted to share a couple of those with you. This took place in New Jersey. Tuesday, October 11th, 1966, a brilliant flying light bobbed over the Wenaque Reservoir in New Jersey. There had been many unusually close sightings in the area prior to this one, but this incident had an added twist. The formation of mystery helicopters turned up minutes after the object left. "This thing was so bright that it blinded me so bad I couldn't find my car," Wenaque Police Sergeant Ben Thompson, one of the many witnesses, told Dr. Bertold Schwartz. "It was all white, like looking into a bulb and trying to see the socket, which you can't do. I was totally blinded by that light for about 20 minutes. Within 15 minutes after the glowing object departed, a formation of 7 helicopters appeared and circled low over the area. They were accompanied by 10 or 12 jet airplanes. Lines of cars were parked all around the reservoir, filled with eager UFO watchers. They knew a helicopter when they saw one. But they were all baffled by this unexpected group of choppers. Police Sergeant Robert Gordon discussed his own bewilderment I've never seen 7 helicopters at one time in this area before in all my life, and I've lived here for 40 years. Science writer Lloyd Mallon investigated the Wanakwe incidents, and he checked with all the local Air Force bases, airports, and even the Pentagon, all denied knowing anything about these planes and helicopters. The Civil Aeronautics Board was baffled, too. No one could throw any light on the mystery. Nor did it seem plausible that the Air Force could have acted so quickly, particularly because no one ever formally reported any of the Wanakwe sightings to the Air Force directly. There are those, of course, who believe that the Air Force lies about everything connected with UFOs, but there aren't 7 helicopters available instantly and at one time at the McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey and the Stewart Air Force Base in New York, the 2 closest bases, nor could slow-moving short-range choppers have made it from those 2 points in 15 minutes.
I had found a couple more recent articles on black helicopters. This one was from the reputable website express.co.uk. Headline, UFO mystery. 15 black helicopters seen flying towards location of bizarre sighting. This was posted on Thursday, December 29th of 2016. Updated again later that same day. A couple told how they saw 3 unusual UFOs in the sky for 15 to 20 minutes while traveling to Albuquerque in New Mexico in the U.S. They claimed the following morning that 15 unmarked black helicopters were seen flying towards the location of the earlier UFO sighting. Alien conspiracy theorists claim unmarked black helicopters are often seen in the vicinity of UFO sightings, the theory being that the choppers belong to the so-called Men in Black, an alleged secretive government department whose staff try to hush up evidence of aliens visiting Earth to avoid the public finding out. The couple detailed their claims in a report to the Mutual UFO Network. U.S.-based MUFON is the world's largest organization dedicated to UFO and alien research, keeps a database of alleged sightings. In the report to MUFON, the unnamed woman said, "My husband is a long-haul truck driver. We were on a run from Washington State to Albuquerque." She said they left the town of Beatty, Nevada, heading south on State Route 95. Her report said, "I spotted 3 glowing objects to the west over the hills. My husband pulled over, and we observed the objects just hover above the hills. They stayed in one spot for about 15 to 20 minutes. My husband thought they were military flares. I say that they are UFOs. We took pictures and watched them just hover there the whole time. Then they disappeared without any noise at all." She said the odd event continued the next day. She added, "The next day outside Boulder City, Nevada, at about 6 a.m., we videotaped 15 black helicopters flying in the direction of where we saw the objects the night before. MUFON is investigating the allegations." Scott Brando is a forensic UFO investigator who runs hoax-busting website UFOinterest.org. He believes the helicopters were just a coincidental occurrence, were nothing to do with any UFOs. He also said that 3 so-called UFOs were actually just contrails left by airplanes, which were lit up by sunlight. So I have another one. If you want me to, you want me to go into my other one?
Sure. The thing that's interesting is it's like that reads as almost a retelling of the '60s stuff.
A lot of these are like that. Mm-hmm. And we might have to revisit this topic because I was telling you, I have numerous newspaper articles, like over 100 newspaper articles given to me by our friend Sarah, that were in connection with the Stalking the Herd. Is that what that book's called? Stalking the Herd, which is the book about Montana cattle mutilations, or it might just be about all cattle mutilations, but specifically these were in relation to cattle mutilations taking place in Montana. And a lot of those mutilations did also involve sightings of black helicopters in the vicinity of where they took place. And I've actually heard people talk about seeing black helicopters drop cattle, which in some cases would make sense given the fact that some of these cattle found in mutilation cases have been dropped or seemingly dropped from the sky.
Well, they were reproducing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they were being, the helicopter itself was being birthed. Mysterious black helicopter, this is on mirror.co.uk. Mysterious black helicopter appears to chase UFO in scene straight out of the X-Files. A mysterious black helicopter is seen chasing a UFO by window cleaner Darren Cooper, who raced to get his camera when he spotted a small dark object zooming across the evening sky. As it hovered above him for a few minutes, he managed to capture it in the sky before it flew off into the distance. But just 2 minutes later, the dad of four was startled when a black helicopter swooped over his house in hot pursuit of the UFO. Darren, who lives in Southampton, said, "As I went back into the house to look at the footage, within 2 minutes, the helicopter was above the house, so I ran back outside with the camcorder, and the chopper was on the same path as the object in the sky. Notice in the video, the helicopter is turning as if looking for something." Black helicopter showing up after UFO sightings have been reported across the world since the 1960s. Nobody has managed to film one until now. Then it goes into the, you know, all the various declassified FBI files have revealed how ranchers in Colorado reported seeing the jet black aircraft during a wave of cattle mutilation cases where animals had organs removed with surgical precision, were completely drained of blood. Some investigators even claim to have been harassed by these phantom helicopters, which sometimes fly silently and have no identification markings. You'll notice that there's no mention of the fact that these helicopters are being birthed from humans and cattle alike.
Yes.
What did Keel... So did Keel ever talk about what his personal opinion was on what these might be?
Well,
ultra-terrestrial visitors from beyond.
This is as far as he goes, really. He says, is the U.S. Air Force secretly chasing flying saucers and lumbering helicopters? We do frequently scramble jets to pursue, quote unquote, unidentifieds, but I've talked with a lot of Air Force personnel and have never even come across any rumors about the use of helicopters. Helicopters are expensive machines. They're difficult to fly. The World War II predictions that there would be, quote, a helicopter in every garage, unquote, never came to pass because of this. A UFO chasing operation would demand that several helicopters were readied and fueled at all times, that properly trained pilots were on constant alert and available to fly them. I've snooped around Air Force bases looking for evidence of such an operation and have drawn a complete blank. I can only conclude that these unidentified helicopters fall into the same category as the ghost flyers of 1934 and the tiny aircraft of Calgary. They are part of the UFO activities, not part of our UFO chasing operations.
Well, what's this ghost flyers of 1934? That sounds like a future episode of Monsteropolis waiting to happen.
Does it not?
Yes. What is that?
Huh.
What about Chestnut Ridge? You said you were aware of some Chestnut Ridge.
What is weird is that when I went looking for those, I couldn't really find any.
Uh-oh.
There's these big whited out pages in my book.
It said redacted.
And I guess what I was thinking about probably was Dwayne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I looked for them in all three of Stan Gordon's books, and there's really no mention of them anywhere. Which was kind of, I don't know. I was surprised by that.
Yeah. Well, sum up the subject, this particular topic for us.
Well, it's interesting because there's so many angles to this. Kind of in a certain way, it rose to prominence again in the 90s. And there's a couple reasons why. One is the X-Files.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a little tangent, but my introduction to the band Soul Coughing happened because their song Unmarked Helicopters was featured in one of the X-Files episodes where Max Fennig appears.
Yeah.
And he's this abductee and he has a trailer that he drives around, and they, Mulder and Scully go into his trailer and it's empty. He's evidently been abducted again or something. And the song Unmarked Helicopters is playing in his trailer, and I always thought, oh, it's a cool song. I have to find out who did that. So, in the 90s also, I think it was 95, it came up, there was some person in Congress, I think it was a female member of Congress from Idaho, brought up the fact that constituents of hers were reporting black helicopters were landing on their fields in Idaho, evidently to enforce environmental laws.
I just saw this actually this morning while I was doing the research about that. The other thing is Obama admitted, about black helicopters, but he was not referencing his, what he seemed to be talking about was your Black Hawks, like the military. What people describe seeing is totally different from that. It's not that it's not that big, bulky, loud helicopter. This would be something very different from that.
Right, right. Same administration, you know, Joe Biden as vice president in a speech used black helicopters in a disparaging way. He said something to the effect of, you know, well, the black helicopter crowd's going to love that one, you know, and that's what it's come to symbolize for some. This is one of those things that I think is there's a fascinating side to it, but there also seems to be a very reasonable, mundane explanation as well. That being...
it's a micro, nano, micro, biological entity that's entering a cow and then over the course of weeks is being birthed from inside of it while in mid-flight, and then the cow falls to the ground and people find it later. Its face missing. Because it flew out of the face after it was birthed. It became a JBH. Juvenile. Black helicopter.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah, and this is why we have yet to really get into conspiracy. Yeah. On the show. Okay, so don't forget, Mark and I, we will be at the Black Forge Coffee House in Pittsburgh, July 19th. We'll be at, I'll be at the Pennsylvania Bigfoot Camping Adventure at the beginning of June. Terror in the Skies comes out June 7th. And, there's a lot going on in June. I'm all over the place. So, hopefully I'll run into some of you guys and,
Monster Bash.
A Monster Bash is in June as well. When is that? The dates, man, we're in Pennsylvania like every week in this summer.
Should just rent a shack.
Yeah, for real. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Monsteropolis is proudly presented on Wadsworth Community Radio 97.1 FM or streaming live at wadsworthcommunityradio.com. It is proudly underwritten by Thurber's Jewelers on the Square in downtown Wadsworth.